Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Draw me like one of your French girls. It is Coexisting Friday, August 15th, rather. Hope everyone's well. My name's Rob. That is Maggie. We have a fun show planned for you today.
No, okay.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Well, we got to get people to click and hopefully watch. We gotta sell it, Maggie.
Sure, I mean, let's not lie to the people.
It could be exciting to us, and who knows? We'll find out.
I know. It's always exciting for us because we get to hang out with you guys.
Yeah. But like I said, it is Friday, August 15th, and Maggie is back from a vacation.
The woods.
I didn't even know they had woods in Bulgaria. But anyways. That's
pretty much all we have.
Yeah. Anyways, Maggie, how you doing?
I'm so glad I'm home. I rarely get to say this when I've been on vacation. Years ago, we used to go to the beach. We had a beach vacation to our seaside. And as sucky as the place that we are going, they used to go, is... it's still the sea, and that's awesome because I can listen to the water forever. It's like it's talking to me, and I love hearing the waves lying on the beach during the night, watching the stars lying in the sand. I mean, those are all in like the air, everything. And I didn't used to go to the beach as often as I wanted to when I was growing up.
Whenever you went to the beach, did you ever get crabs? Sorry. Anyways, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm a child.
You're just a child. Everyone at Fightful is children.
Yeah.
Children. Well, everything hurts. I'm tired, and I work with fucking children. Never more than that I have ever related to punk more. So I used to love our beach vacations a lot, and I was bitching about coming back every time. But for a second year in a row, we're not able to go to the beach. And we go to alternative sites. Last year was kind of a small meadow with three trailers. And we were in those three trailers, and the rest of the people were in tents and sleeping bags and everything. It was fine.
Okay.
But nothing much to do. You know, it's like when you're on the beach, you can fool around in the, you know, in the sea and go walking on the seaside, you know, the stuff. Mm-hmm. But like there, you don't have anything to do apart from making sure the duck doesn't kill you, because there's a we had a duck last year in the creek below us. And it was really nasty. Yeah, so this year, like I told you guys last week, the guy that owned the meadow decided to be a dick about it and just not pick up the phone. And so we went to another place last minute. It's a big cabin in a big-ass cabin in the woods. Able to fit in like 60 people, so a big cabin.
Nice.
And they were supposed to be closed for the week, but we were there, so, you know, take our money. So
yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but like the sucky part is that the family of the owners were there also. Ah. So that's when the sucky part begins. So we arrive, and we are on the upper side, you know, phoning our parents that we've arrived, not to worry and everything. And while we're making phone calls, like this kid comes in with the with its scooter, you know, with the two.
Yeah. Yep, I know what you mean.
And he's like centimeters away from our feet. Like, he does not care. And I'm like, what is, I have no idea who this kid this is. And I, you know, no clue. And I'm like, what is this kid? And why is it so, like, can we, like, have some space? And my boss comes in and he's like, that's the owner's grandson. And I'm like, oh, okay. We're going to have troubles here. Because, like he said, this place is mine. I own this place. And I'm like, okay. You don't, though. So calm down.
Those kind of
yeah, those kind of kids. Those kind of kids. So I was in a room. Yeah, I was in a room with a close friend of mine who does my nails and her daughter. The three of us. We picked a room with three beds because the three bedrooms had a terrace and we wanted a balcony. So we enter our room and, you know, settle in, and this kid barges in. Just barges in the room. Like, he's 9 to 10 years old. Third grade. That's it. And he's, and the kid is been eating a lot, if I can say so, just not to be, you know, rude about it. Yeah.
Okay.
A bit chubby. A bit chubby.
Been there.
And he barges. Rob.
Oh, well, come on.
So the kid barges in the room, and we were like, hi. What? And he's like, my dad's gonna buy me a dog. And I'm like, that's awesome. The guy, what kind of dog? And he said, a German Shepherd. And I'm like, I love German Shepherds. We used to own one before, you know, people poisoned it just so they can rob the house.
Maggie, did you tell the kid this?
Yeah, I told him that people poisoned our dogs just so they can rob our house. So he needs to know stuff like that, because, like, if you have a dog, you need to be prepared for stuff like this. And he's like, no one's going to poison my dog because I'm going to make him attack people. And I'm like, okay. No.
There you go.
Like, just don't do that. No.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's stuff like this, because my friend who's in my room, like, she brought her dog. She's and the kid chased the dog with a broom and beat it.
Jesus Christ, Maggie. Let's move on from this. I don't want to fucking good God.
I want you to understand why I'm so glad I'm home.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, because 2 days after this happened, the annoying kid's cousin came, and she's a toddler, and she did not stop crying. And I was like, listen, I've never hit a kid. I've never hit a kid. But God help me if this kid doesn't shut up. And they were like, well, Maggie, she's a baby. What are you talking? And I'm like, yeah, being a baby doesn't excuse you for being a pain in the ass. Shut the fuck up. Just like, guys, if you don't know, I don't want kids. if you can't tell, yeah, I wonder why. No, kids are awesome. Okay, kids are awesome, but not that kid, not that snot-nosed asshole. Jesus. And I also tore my hamstring. I'm better now.
Yeah.
Because we decided to go to the lake with the waterfall. And I'm like, yay, finally something to do. Let's go on a hike. So we went on a hike. We arrived at the location. And I'm like, yeah, this is really, really good. We can cool off. And I went to dip my footsies in the river because it was really cold. And the moment I sat up, I slipped. And because I didn't want to break my leg in the river, I obviously did some sort of maneuver that absolutely twisted my thigh. And I heard a pop, and I don't know probably from champagne, but like I heard a pop, and I'm like, oh, okay, something happened. And then I sat down, and everyone was like, what's going on? And I'm like, well, you know how everything has to suck for me?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, sure, continue. And I'm like, I think I did something to my thigh. So I was able to walk back. I did the hike back. I was okay. I got onto a car. We went to the nearby village to get some food and everything. So I went back, put a cold compress on my butt. And the stupid thing is, I couldn't find anyone to fucking massage my butt without making it sexual. So I had to massage it myself. And it was really iffy looking.
All right.
It took me 2 days, but like, it's fine. It's better now. I can walk without limping. It's fine. But that was not a good experience whatsoever. I've seen bugs that I've never seen in my life ever. Not one spider, by the way. Not one spider. Yes, but all the rest of the bugs ever. Weirdest looking crickets I've ever seen. And everything was huge. Everything was huge. Like a lot of stray cats, we fed them a lot. But like I just... For the majority of the time, I was sitting in my room and reading a book. Because there were a lot of people I didn't want to see there. And I'm like, hell no. And just reading a book while that fucking toddler was screaming and shouting for his life. And I'm like, shut the fuck up so I can read my book.
Yeah.
But like, I'm here, guys. Hi, this is a wrestling show. Oh my God, it's been 13 minutes. I'm so sorry for blabbing, but this is me every time I come home from a vacation. Rob's been used to it by now. And let's not kid ourselves. Nothing happened in wrestling this week. So thank you guys so much for joining us. Thank you, Zach. I told him that he needs to do this now every week. He says, happy National Lemon Meringue Pie Day.
Lemon meringue pie.
I cannot read that word. Happy pie day, okay? Lemon pie. Let's call it lemon pie. Thank you, Zach. You need to do this every Friday now because apparently every Friday is a... I don't know, food day, apparently. Thank you so much for telling us what food we need to be eating. I've had pie like 2 times in my life. I probably once, if I have to be honest, but I need to stuff my face with something sweet soon, because I have all the cravings. We had nothing sweet there, and because everyone hates women apparently. So yeah. Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you so much for spending your Fridays with us, or if you're watching us later on demand, thanks so much for choosing our show. Please leave a like on the video. It is the very best way in which you can support us. It's also free. If you'd like to support us with your money, we can you can send a super chat. It's the bottom of the YouTube live chat, the little dollar sign, or you If you're watching on any other platform, you can send a Humper Chat at humperchats.com. We're always trying to make our audience send Humper Chats because it makes us keep a little bit more of the proceeds. It's not as harsh as YouTube is. You know, apparently, please subscribe to Fightful Select. It is the easiest $5.99 that you're ever going to spend on wrestling. A lot of rumor killers, contract news, and a lot of accurate information that a lot of sites are aggregating. And Sean's Q&As are always one of the most aggregated news sources. You get Ask Grapsity, you get the Weekender podcast, which is... What did I say?
No, I was just looking at the Super Chat.
Oh, I have. Okay. Yes. Yes, the Weekender podcast is alone enough reason for you to subscribe to Fightful Select. If you're a fan of our indie darling, Steven Jensen, he watches all the indie wrestling just so you don't have to. We are so thankful for that. Rob and I will be reminding you guys to leave a like on the video and share it on social media because it matters a lot. Likes matters a lot. Likes and swipes, right? Remember that from Grayson Waller? Oh my God. Yes. When you're done watching the video after our podcast is on, please leave a comment below. It helps with the awful algorithm. I know I talk negatively about YouTube and everything, but we love you, YouTube, our Lord and Savior. Please don't boot us out. But yes, if you guys follow the lead that from Soupy and send us all your money. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, we got a super chat, like I said, from Soupy. Maggie didn't hurt her hamstring because she drop kicked the kid. I really thought this was where it was going. But yeah.
Listen, I wish it was because listen to the conversation Rob and I had today. So yesterday, he asked me if I fought the toddler yet. I told him everyone's barely pulling me away from it because I was really like. And he said, hope I don't see on the news today, on international news, a Bulgarian woman fought a toddler. To which I, you know, replied today, I'm home, not in jail. So.
There you go.
Yes, I am not in jail. I did not hit any kids. I deserve all the medals for this.
There you go.
Just saying. Thank you, Super, for the super chat. Please, guys, send us your super chats. We are starting this shit, whatever yeah. It is.
So, Maggie, you know, like on the thumbnail this week, I have a picture of Triple H, and I ask, kind of like the title of our show, WWE's DQ problem and disqualification. I'm not talking about Dairy Queen, is getting out of hand. Maggie, can you tell me the last time that a match on the main event on Raw.
The main event? No.
Yeah.
No.
Did not end in a disqualification?
Mm-mm. I mean, I have old notes. If you want me to check, yeah. I can check.
No, I can tell you. It was July 14th. July 14th. That was the Raw where CM Punk defeated Bron Breakker, Jey Uso, and LA Knight along with Penta to get the number one contender in the gauntlet match. That was the last time that on Raw that there was a non-DQ finish. So
before that, probably a long time.
Oh, probably. I just went back to look at as far. Then this past week on SmackDown, we had one. So you had that. And it's one of those things where it was around the time of the Thunderdome era where I was getting this like feeling like they're booking like shit, you know, like oh, yeah, I'm a WWE guy. I am like, I defend them a lot more than a lot of our colleagues do on shows. Like, I don't talk negative about it. We don't talk negative about anything really, but this has been bad. Like, it's been brutal. Like, they got to get away from this. Like, change it up. I mean, for F's sakes, just... It gets old. It gets tiring. Because what you're doing is you're not rewarding your viewers. You're just irritating them more by having this... People don't like DQ finishes. It might help your story, but you can't have your stories line up with DQs all the time. You just... Disqualifications. It's just... It gets so tiring. And I... Jeremy Lambert on Tuesdays in the Weeds, like, he didn't talk about it. Like, he refused to talk about it because it's just annoying. And, like, we watch, obviously, we watch Raw. Jeremy has to watch Raw and cover it. So he's doing stories. So he's actually working through it. But even then, like, it's gotta be tiring. Like, when you get the same thing every week. That's why I really hope tonight on SmackDown, we do not get a disqualification. But if I was a betting man, which I am, I'm going to bet that we'll have another disqualification. That, you know, I think what probably, like, gets me, like, going so much with this is because you rarely see a disqualification in AEW. Like, rarely. Very rare.
Careful, Rob.
No, what I'm saying. Yeah, I know what I'm saying. I'm being careful. But what I think that's played a big part in how I feel about these disqualifications. You know, I'm more like, it doesn't bother me when AEW does it because it's only once in a blue moon. It feels like, I mean, they just had one, I want to say a week ago, and I can't remember like what happened this week. They might have had a DQ. It's just one of those things where it wasn't the main event, you know. So I just want to know how people in chat feel about this. Am I the only one here feeling like this? Or, well, me and Jeremy Lambert, are we the only one feeling like this? Because I want to know if it's irritating anybody else. Because, like, the Thunderdome era, like, I wasn't really doing much for Fightful then, and I was almost done with wrestling, like, in general, like, other than watching AEW, because it just drove me nuts. It was irritating. But yeah, it's exactly, it's lazy booking's what it is. It's what it comes down to. But Matt, I just want to know what.
Hi, yeah, sweetie.
Long time no see. I just want to know what other people think. And yeah, it's something that WWE loves. It's a trope that they've done. Like, Vince McMahon used it all the time. And Triple H, who I can tell you right now is not going to win the Fightful award for Booker of the Year. I just don't see that.
Hell no. Yeah, no.
I think Tony Khan's getting it back. So that's just my prediction.
Triple H had it 2 years in a row, correct?
Yeah. I just think I like nobody. I mean, there's been a few, like Soupy said, AEW prefers interference, shenanigans leading to pins than DQ finish, which I'm fine with.
This was something that I wanted to bring up because we had a long time with the Death Riders being on top, and with that, you know what comes with that, right? Comes a lot of shenanigans, screwy finishes, and everything.
Yeah, that's true.
And
we did get that a lot too, and that was annoying as hell.
That was annoying, but like, I know that AEW probably used this method to make us even more annoyed at the Death Riders,
yeah.
So everything leading to All In can be even that more enjoyable. But I if this was the case, I get it. But let's not do that for a long, long ass time now, because we get that on the other show a lot. So continue, please.
So. Well, I was just going to add, like, tonight on SmackDown, we have the Street Profits.
We have the card.
Yeah, there's been a few matches added or announced. But tonight
I haven't
you
seen
have
anything. Just tell me what the card is because I haven't seen
well,
anything.
Yeah, Drew McIntyre will address his attack on Cody Rhodes. Yeah. Alexa Bliss versus Piper Nevin. We have Mello Don't Miz versus Fraxium. And the Street Profits tangle with DIY. Now, what I was going to bring up is I have no idea if this is the case, but I just have a suspicion that the Wyatts are going to interfere in that tag match with DIY. Somebody's going to interfere.
I'm almost sure because it's become a trope for the SmackDown tag division, which at least has a place on the card, unlike the Raw tag team division. It needs desperate help. Now, I've brought this point up before, and I think that you agreed with me every time that we talk about this. I'm really, really hoping that this Sheamus and Miro thing leads to an eventual tag team, because they'll be able to go right through that entire Raw tag team division, and they deserve those tag team championships, and they're going to be awesome together. The meatiest of tag teams, just give me that. They're going to be freaking awesome. So you mentioned a couple of things about SmackDown. So Drew McIntyre is going to address his attack on Cody. So you began with the DQ from last week's SmackDown, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they're trying to excuse, because that's how I think that their head works, if it works at all. So how I think their head works is that they give us a screwy finish, a DQ finish, but they're trying to mask it. Because they're manipulating us. They're trying to mask it with a cool-ass thing. So Drew claymored the soul out of Cody's fucking annoying head through the announce table. Yeah, I don't go like Cody. Through the announce table. That spot was really, really cool. And I'm like, okay. But what about the DQ finish, though? What about that? Like, what? Yeah. So they did that. The other thing that you mentioned was Miz and Mello. Yes, Miz and Mello. So it's time for, because we haven't talked about this, it's time to address the We Want Mello movement.
Yeah.
Yes. So because I'm no longer this online, it started with someone almost not being able to go through in a country. Like, I don't remember what that deal was. Someone was almost unable to get a visa. I don't know what the
situation was. Oh, it was him. It was Drew.
Was it Drew?
Like right before SummerSlam?
I don't remember, but yeah, this was how the We Want Mello movement started. I don't remember which wrestler almost couldn't make it to a show, and then everyone was like, "We want Mello, we want Mello."
This is a Bryn alert. Bryn alert.
I was about to tell you to.
So what I'm going to do from now on is just, like, even if we need a Bryn alert, I'm not going to just tell you. I'm just going to stop it and just go with it. That way.
Thank you. This is a way that, you know, yes. So Bryn, sweetie, hi.
Yeah, I think.
I don't remember how the movement itself started.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
I don't know. But here's the thing. Because for a couple of weeks, they didn't say anything about the tag team between Miz and Mello. Mello Don't Miz is
hurting my head. I'll protect him. I'll say what happened with that is the Miz was gone filming American Gladiators with your American guy Wardlow. American
Gladiator. Yeah, yeah. Hi. I'm so ready for Wardlow to come back.
Yeah, Bryn, I was right.
Yes, he was stuck in the UK due to storm sort of visa passport issue. Thank you, sweetie. Jesus.
Crap. You know what's bad about that is I got one thing right, and so my quota is filled for the rest of the year.
And it's only August, Rob.
Yeah, I know. It'll be interesting.
You should have saved that thing.
I realize that now. It's kind of like Cat Lives. I get 9 a year, and I'm just used my last one. So we'll see how that goes.
You don't get 9.
Predictions I said it's kind of like, no, I know, but I'm just, it's my bit.
Yes, yes, I understand. Yeah, so I know that, but like, they weren't referencing the tag team like whatsoever. They could have said something about The Miz, but like no one did.
Yeah.
And like it's almost as if I thought that they were moving on from that because they realized how stupid it was.
But then, and we'll talk about Karrion Kross here in a minute, but the one thing that WWE does not like is when people get themselves over.
Yes, exactly. The number one thing is Rusev Day. Could not get over Rusev Day. That was so, so huge, so big. And the Yes Movement. They had to tap out to the Yes Movement. Yeah, so what happened last week was Miz told Melo that he was like, I talked to Nick Aldis for us to get a tag team match for next week because Melo wanted to move on from the tag team and he wanted to be, you know, a solo wrestler. And then Nick Aldis came into the frame after Melo left. And Miz was like, just the person I wanted to see. And I'm like, okay. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So let's get there faster because I cannot take this anymore. We're gonna get Logan Paul versus John Cena at Clash in Paris.
Sure you don't want to go to Paris?
Never. So here's the thing. Every time that I talk about Logan Paul, apparently I have to start off by praising him just so people understand that I'm not just a random Logan Paul hater. Okay. So I'm not a hater for Logan Paul the person because I do not know him. Okay. I don't know who he is. I have no idea what he likes, what he doesn't like and everything. I don't know Logan Paul the person. That is it. Thank you, Matthew. But listen up. just because Rob and I are, you know, have a show doesn't mean that we have to be unbiased all the time. Here's the thing. Logan Paul, one of the best athletes I've seen in wrestling.
Yeah,
sucky wrestler. Because apparently people do not make a difference between a good being athletic and being a good wrestler. Like, sure, executing a couple of moves is fine, but I will die on this hill. He sells like crap. He sells like crap. Stop doing the buckshot lariat because it hurts my knees, even now that my butt hurts all the time.
People are like tuning in now. They're like, they're taking that out of context, but sure.
I don't care.
Go ahead.
They can watch the, you know, the first part of the show. Yeah. So because I brought this up on Twitter or X or whatever, and I was like, why? What? Just why the match? And I was like, why not? John Cena asked tell for Logan Paul, which apparently makes it okay. So let's not do that, okay? Let's speculate on whose fault it is that we're getting Logan Paul versus John Cena. Ever since we knew that we were getting the last year for John Cena, guys, I'm not even kidding. If you want, go back and listen to that episode of our podcast. The number one person I was pushing to retire John Cena was Carmelo Hayes, because they're both from Boston, and that they can make a thing out of it.
Yeah.
And I want Carmelo Hayes to be built and pushed on the main roster, even remotely close as he used to be on NXT 2.0. He was probably the only reason why I kept watching NXT 2.0, because he made it watchable. But what they're doing with Carmelo Hayes is preposterous. And hopefully, now that we're getting started with the Miz thing, you know, someone turning their back on the other or whatever,
yeah,
we can get closer to that. But Logan Paul versus, like, who? Okay, I understand that it's gonna sell tickets, okay? Because it's Logan Paul. But why it's Paris? We all heard that huge pop that AJ Styles got last year in Paris. Mm-hmm. Why not have AJ Styles versus John Cena one last time? And people are like, we've seen this before. You want to know how many times we've seen Brock Lesnar versus Cena? And we're going to get that either way, apparently. But like, that's not, let's not bring that up again, because we talked about it for an hour last week. So that's not my cup of tea. I'm so happy for everyone that's going to be tuning in to watch this match specifically. I have zero interest in watching those two wrestle. I am going to be watching just what I do. But for me, John Cena could have been elevating. Like, who needs this? Does Logan Paul need? Because I don't think Logan Paul needs this. The Cena rub. I don't know. And like, weren't they just tag teaming with each other? They were just teaming up with each other.
Yeah.
Make it make sense. And the thing is, you know, with the DQ finishes that you were talking about previously, because I couldn't weigh in about it. The stupid thing is that Sean says this every week, man. It's a scripted show, and they themselves script the show, not a big mystical creature in the sky that shits out the script and you can't do anything about it. You script the show yourself. So the thing you can do is make it make sense and not book the match if you don't want any of the people in the match to get pinned. The other thing that Sean always says, sometimes wrestlers beat other wrestlers. Sometimes it happens. Probably the only time that we get a clean finish is with a schoolboy roll-up, which is still a pin. Still a pin. But like, you can... I understand what you're saying, but with the DQ finishes, it's uninspiring. It's just, let's have this interesting match just so... Was it the same with Stephanie Vaquer versus Io Sky?
Yeah.
Because that is a money match. That is a pay-per-view match, a big four pay-per-view match. And they're like, here's the match on Raw, and then the DQ finish happened. Like every match that feels like a really, really, is this too good to be true? And then it is, because it ends up in a DQ. Every time they do that.
Yep. So, yeah, it's just one of those things where you just get used to it. And that's unfortunate that you do get used to it. But...
Oh, my God, I just saw what you did. Yeah, okay, guys, my butt hurts, so please send us your super chat and your humper chats. Thank you. Like, Jesus, yeah. Robert.
I'm there for you.
Yes.
Here we go. I got you ready for a little Cooper Effect action?
Unfortunately.
That was premature click-elation there.
Did you just... You just thought about that.
Yeah.
You made that up.
Yeah. Like... Yeah. I didn't mean to hit it yet, but...
Yeah. So, guys... yeah. Rob, what?
No, that's all. I just... I know you were waiting for it, so...
Yeah. So, Rob, before you put the picture on...
Mm-hmm. I'm
gonna tell you where... Yeah. This is a prelude to the Cooper Effect. I'm going to tell you guys a story about what happened one day ago in our capital, Sofia, and in Bulgaria. So here's the thing. I made a point out of never wanting to drive a car in Bulgaria specifically, so in anywhere else for that matter. Because like it's really scary. On Bulgarian roads are really, really scary, and that is the main reason why I don't jaywalk. And it really bugs me that people don't get it, and Sean makes fun of me for that, and it really pisses me off. Well, because
I do too, but
Yeah, but like you get what I'm saying, and like I don't know if he's serious or not, and it's pissing me off.
Because he's not.
Bulgarian drivers are a nightmare, and I don't know how people drive in the streets without fearing for their lives. And
Suzanne, that's I think it's obviously different because like where you see it, it's completely like it's something you would not want to do because it's very dangerous. But like where we here in the States, the way people drive for them, I mean, I'm not saying it's always safe by any means, but it's just, there's a little bit, I think there's way less risk here based on the way you make it sound, how the drivers are in Bulgaria. I think that's why it's not a big deal for a lot of people here. That's
let's not forget that there's a whole other part of the world apart from the United States. You know
we don't think about that.
Let's not pretend that doesn't exist. Okay.
Like, no, I'm just saying like that's how I think it works. But yeah, and you know, us Americans, we think of ourselves first.
I know you do, and I love you in spite of that.
Thank you.
So the things will not be getting any better because police corruption is one of the many corruptions in Bulgaria as a whole. Like we're number one in corrupted media in Europe. Number one corrupted media. And our government is corrupted and our police force are corrupted. So when you get a ticket for something and then you just give the policeman some money and then they just let it slide. And what they're doing is they're letting out a dangerous driver out in the streets. That's what they're doing because they want to make a quick buck. That's it. And this is what happened yesterday in our capital. So Rob, you can put the picture on the screen now.
Okay.
So guys, this is a public transportation. This is a huge bus transporting people in the city. And that is a really new shiny BMW. So what happened is that the driver of this BMW is, because he's still alive, 21-year-old, I was about to say person or man, but he's just a boy. He's a moron, I have to be honest. That he just got his driver's license 2 weeks ago. And he already got 6 road violations.
Jesus.
Six in 2 weeks. Apparently, it was they let it slide because he had money and he paid people off.
Huh.
So what this picture showed was him, the result of him driving 170 kilometers per hour in the city, driving himself into a bus because he was drifting. For weird ass people, this is 106 miles per hour in the city. In the city. Damn. So apparently he was trying to impress his girlfriend who was riding in the car, who's in a hospital right now. One person died on the spot in that bus, one of the people in the bus. There are a buttload of wounded people, and 6 of them are fighting for their lives in the hospital. That kid is going to walk away. That is the sad. He's going to walk away with his driver's license. This is a speeding car. This is a fast car. And parents, please do not buy your children fast cars if they're the first car that they're ever going to drive. And for some reason, this is the reason why people don't believe that Bulgarians are poor people. Because how can you afford to buy your snot-nosed little 21-year-old brat a shiny new BMW? How the fuck can you afford that? So this was I'm sorry for being this grim, but this week's Cooper fact for me is for everyone that for whatever reason decided to obey the rules of the roads. Guys, I hope that you don't think that riding in the speed limit is stupid. Like, ride in the fucking speed limit. Because apparently people here who driving in the speed limit is gay. Okay. What does that mean? Gay. It's, for me, the fact that as long as women who are won over by fast drivers exist, those sort of men will always exist. That's it. I'm not saying, women are the problem. They're not. We as a whole, as a society, are the problem. Because the moment you get on a car, you're not only responsible for yourself, but for the people in the car and for everyone outside of your car. Like, you're responsible for a lot of people's lives when you're driving. Every day, a guy driving a car hits a pedestrian. Every day. And let's just stop. The Cooper effect is for everyone that drives safe. To hell with road rage. If you're an aggressive person, just stay away from driving cars. I don't know, go to therapy probably, that you obviously need. Just do not get behind the steering wheel. Never drink and drive. For fuck's sake, man, please. Just make a better decision for yourself and for everyone that surrounds you. Thank you so much for listening to me talk for this long, long-ass time. Remind you guys for to leave a thumbs up on this video and send us your super chats also. Thank you, Rob.
Yeah, no problem.
You and drive, right?
Yeah, I drive.
And you're okay, right? So,
like, oh yeah, I've had two tickets in my life, and one of them was I was like 5 miles or no, 10 miles over, and then the other one I can't even remember why I got it, but it was just it was speeding again a few miles over. So, but I don't drive like a bat out of Hades, you know. So I'm not dangerous. Got another super chat here from our good friend Eric Freeds. Thank you, sir. He says, "Hi, Rob,
so nice and Maggie, to see you."
And chat, with all the talk of DQ finishes, it got me thinking about DQ ice cream. What are your favorite ice cream flavors?
He's talking about Dairy Queen ice cream, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I had no idea what that was before you mentioned it.
Yeah. But what kind of, I mean, still, they have ice cream in Bulgaria, from what I understand.
Yes, we do have ice cream in Bulgaria. But Eric, I'm incredibly boring. I don't eat any ice cream if it's not chocolate. I only eat chocolate. I'm sorry. Chocolate is love. Chocolate is forever. Do not make me start blabbing about the Chocolate Gate, which is to this day probably one of my favorite brands that I've ever had.
Yeah. Oh, there's like there's a lot that I like.
Talk about it.
Vanilla ice cream is perfectly fine if that's the only thing the place has, that works. Rocky Road's good.
What's Rocky Road?
Oh, Rocky, you ready for this, Maggie? Try. So, Rocky Road ice cream. This is, now you're gonna look at this like this is like, remember we were doing the wings thing, like you wanted wings.
Yeah, yeah.
This might be there for you. So it's a combination of chocolate ice cream, right? Mm-hmm. Marshmallows and nuts. Oh, okay. Well, I thought I had you, but it's pretty damn good.
Well, I've never had marshmallows too, but like they look really cool.
Yeah, they're good. They're good. I like it. I think every, well, I'm curious to see what
you're gonna buy me some Rocky Road ice cream.
Yeah, let's see here.
When we meet,
I want to see I want to see what people think about Rocky Road ice cream. A newer like thing that I really like is like every place has names it differently. Like there's a one that like a cake battered ice cream. Like it's just basically ice cream that tastes like cake. That's always
Ben and Jerry's has a chocolate ice cream cake, chocolate ice cream with chocolate brownies inside. Oh,
yeah, Maggie, you do need to have marshmallows.
I've never had marshmallows, Bryn. Yes, yeah. But like if because this used to be a bit, I haven't had a lot of things that you've had ever since you were born, because like I said, there is a whole rest of the world out there that your food isn't our food, you know. Because like everyone for some reason lost it when I said that I've never had cereal in my life, and then Soupy came to visit and he brought me a variety of cereals, and all of them I thought I was getting cavities as I was eating them, and I'm like, you guys eat that for breakfast and you give it to your children? Jail. Jail.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, it's good stuff. Anyways.
Now I want ice cream. Thank you, Eric, so much.
Yeah. Now I do too. Damn. But so Maggie, what do you think of AEW this past week?
So it was so weird because I got my laptop. I brought it with me on the trip. But like I told you guys, there wasn't any Wi-Fi there, and I had to do a hotspot from a friend that she had on unlimited mobile data, unlike me. So I got her phone and I did a hotspot. So my friend's daughter, she was sleeping on the bed. And I was watching I don't know if it was Raw or NXT before that. So I'm watching the wrestling. And because I want to go out and drink coffee and, you know, talk to people and then read a book. So I watched almost all the wrestling on double speed. Just so, like, let's get it out of the way. And I didn't notice that she woke up and she was staring at the laptop. And she was like, "What are you watching?" And I'm like, "Well, I'm watching this thing called wrestling." And she's 16, by the way, and she totally missed the wrestling boom in Bulgaria, which was 99-2000.
Yeah.
So this was the wrestling boom. And I had to explain it to her, and she's like, "Oh, okay, this sounds silly." And I'm like, "It is silly. It is. But sometimes it's really annoying also." So I was watching on Thursday, I was watching Dynamite. And as I was watching and things were happening, because it started really, really good with a promo, but we're going to talk about it afterwards. But like, Will Ospreay came back.
Mm-hmm.
I popped.
Will Ospreay.
I was watching on my laptop with my headphones on.
Uh-huh.
And she started, you know, shuffling through her phone. And the moment Will Ospreay came back, and I'm like, "Oh!" And I got really excited. She's like, "What? What's happening?" And I'm like, "The love of my life came back." And I showed her Will Ospreay, and she's like, "Eh, I don't like him." And I'm like, "Well, who do you like?" And she said that they all look really big and ugly. And I'm like, "You shut your mouth. For you know how little kids are and they see someone muscular, and she shut her mouth the moment she saw the women wrestle, because that women's tag team match we got on Dynamite was really, really good.
Uh-huh.
It was really, really good. So Will Ospreay. So he came back. He wants a Lights Out Steel Cage match for Forbidden Door.
Yeah.
And he was backstage and he was talking to Renee. He was like, "Can you do me a favor, love?" And I'm like, and he asked her if she can tell Moxie that he wants to have a chat next week. And she said, "Yeah, okay." And she's "Feel late, love. I have to check in some other stuff." And he like went away. And I'm like, "Okay." I miss Will so much, because we got used to having Will Ospreay every week for Dynamite and having some sort of banger match, either to open up the show, either to close the show. So it was really, really weird not seeing him for weeks. I don't know how many weeks it's been, but like it feels like more than a month, but I know that it hasn't been more than a month. I popped for Will Ospreay being back. And so Moxley was told that the Will Ospreay got Tanahashi for his team for Forbidden Door. And Moxley was like, okay. And then he came into the extras room because the Young Bucks are there.
Yeah. That got me.
Yeah. I mean, at least for now, this bit is still alive and well. And I do not mind the bit whatsoever. So apparently, so it's going to be John Moxley, the Young Bucks, Claudio Castagnoli, and
Gabe Kidd.
Gabe Kidd. That's their team, right?
Yep.
Versus Will Ospreay, Tanahashi, Ibushi, Kenny Omega. Who am I missing?
Darby. Did you say Darby?
Darby. Okay. Ugh, whatever. So.
Yeah, that part you're like, eh.
Yeah, it's fine. No, I'm that's okay. So sign me up for that, please. And I'm gonna ask for no one to die. Because it's a lights out steel cage match. Gabe Kidd's there, and Kenny Omega's there, and Will Ospreay's there. And we all know what Will Ospreay can do in a cage. That cage match with Kyle Fletcher is probably my favorite cage match. And having in mind in AEW, we've seen Young Bucks versus Lucha Brothers in a cage match for the tag team championships. And so that's way up there. This match being announced makes me even more glad that I'm not going to Forbidden Door, because I'm going to see nothing. And when I'm watching from the comfort of my own home, I'm going to see fucking everything. So.
There you go.
Yeah. So, yes. And by the way, the reason I'm not going is because I have no money and I decided to buy a new couch because it was desperately needed. When I came back from our vacation today, I decided to take apart my old couch because I'm getting my brand new couch delivered on Sunday morning before work.
Nice. Cool. There you go. That's awesome.
Yay!
So, yeah, you've been waiting for that. So, another match that we knew was going to happen, but they made it official. MJF taking on Adam Hangman Page. That's going to be a banger. So looking forward to that. Now, Maggie. Oh, go ahead. You were going to say
you
something.
You know, yeah, I'm sorry for cutting you off. I'm getting a teensy bit tired of MJF being baited in to giving someone a match. Do you know what I'm saying? Because this has happened multiple times before.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't want a certain match, and then someone calls him a coward. And then he's like, you want a match? You get the match. And then he's like, oh, shit, what did I do?
Yeah.
Because, like, next time when it happens, it's going to be really, really annoying. Because it's going to happen again, I'm pretty sure. But the match is going to be really, really awesome. And I personally enjoy the fact that Hangman made MJF cash in the championship opportunity at the pay-per-view, because this makes him a smart babyface, not, you know, the regular champion babyface. Sure, you get a match, and you get a match, and all of them are for the championship. Like, just, can we not do that? Can we be, like, smart babyfaces? Like, can we have brain or logic, or like whatever. I do remember. Logic?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is that? I do remember that. Like Hangman said, you can fight Mark Briscoe and maybe you can get an opportunity. He still didn't give him an opportunity, and he made him cash in that contract, because this makes Hangman the smartest babyface champion in my eyes, because, like, yeah, sure, I'm going to give you a match. And then after he wins the match and he barely won, and MJF's going to cash in the contract and beat him. This is a smart babyface, and I enjoy it. Like, I'm enjoying watching this. I don't know if Hurt Syndicate get involved in the match eventually.
I think they will.
Because they mentioned none of this on this week's show. So I don't know what's going to happen in that category.
And Brent says the reaction on MJF's face when he realized Hangman outsmarted him and goaded him into cashing in the contract. It was gold. Bo-show.
It was gold, but you know why it's gold? Because we've seen it at least two times before, and it's the same expression. It's a really golden expression, like you said, but we've seen it before, like multiple times. This is what I'm saying. We've seen this exact move.
Yeah. So, Maggie, the one thing, and I was thinking, like, well, I'm not going to say anything because I thought it was a spoiler, but it's not because AEW's Twitter put it out there as an announced match. And I don't know if you saw it, but tomorrow night on Collision. Ace Austin taking on Ricochet. Yeah, he did sign.
What's Ace Austin doing in AEW?
What's he doing at the Impact? No.
What's he doing in the Impact Zone?
Yeah, no, he signed with AEW. Yeah.
Oh my God, the AEW audience is gonna love Ace Austin.
Yeah, they're good. They are gonna love him.
And I'm sorry, but Ace Austin versus Ricochet is a dream match for me. Why are they just giving it away on Collision?
Hey, I don't know. I was thinking, man, Forbidden Door, man. But
yeah. Oh my God, I didn't.
But
even...
I think they're going to be in a tag match. Like I think Ace Austin is going to be part of Forbidden Door. I think he's going to be probably wrestling Ricochet in a tag team match. It wouldn't surprise me if Gates of Agony get a tag match.
Okay.
Like one of those four man match. I don't know. If that's the case, I'm just going based on what I think. But
okay, so we still have no idea what. Oh, that's so good. Good. So. We have no idea what Ace Austin looks like in the AEW type of universe. We have no idea if he's going to be in the trios division, tag team division, or the singles division. We still have no idea because, like, he was tagging with Chris Bay.
Mm-hmm. I think he'll be a singles wrestler for a while.
Before, you know, everything. But he was a pretty, pretty good X Division champion.
Yeah.
One of the best in my eyes in recent history that will always be AJ Styles for me. I'm always going to be biased.
If I say this wrong, just let me know how to pronounce it. But Vasco says, I don't know who Ace Austin is, but I looked him up and he seems good. Buddy,
you're gonna have fun. You're gonna have fun. Ace Austin is amazing. Amazing. He's good.
Carried
the X Division on Impact for a while, quite some time.
So that kind of moves me to like the TNA Karrion talk.
Cross. Oh no!
Well,
Karrion Cross.
Well, we can. Yeah, let's go ahead and talk Karrion Cross. Might as well.
No, let's talk about TNA, and then we'll finish off with Karrion Cross.
Next. Sounds good. So, TNA, like Maggie, I told Maggie this morning before we did our show that for her to read Sean's write-up for Fightful Select on the TNA, what's going on with TNA. He did his rec spec where he just reckless speculation is what he called it. And there's a lot going on like with TNA. The biggest thing that... Because we know WWE likes to counter program now for some reason.
No,
I get it business-wise. I get it business-wise, but they're counter programming next week against Forbidden Door with AEW Heatwave, I think. Or AEW Heatwave. What the hell is wrong with me? With NXT Heatwave. Yeah. So they're doing that. And then there's a rumored that WWE's going to counter program All In with a pay-per-view and that's going to feature the Brock Lesnar versus John Cena match on September 18th, I believe. So you're seeing all these counter programming happening, and it's, I don't like it. I get why WWE does it from a business perspective, but even then I still don't know if I would go that route because you're taking eyeballs off their off your product by potentially doing that. Like, some people are going to choose to watch All In over whatever pay-per-view they name this. It sounds like it could be Bad Blood, but I don't know. Anyways.
Are you talking about All Out?
Did I say All In? Yeah, I meant All Out. I'm sorry. But yeah, it's just one of those things where WWE's been counter-programming, and now it's taken a turn for even more, like, serious stuff. Serious, I don't... You know, the thing is, when you're affecting wrestlers' livelihood, it kind of irritates me, you know? And with what is going on now with TNA, it's... They're basically being shopped, like, they're for, like, TV rights, potentially going to another, like, a network, like Peacock or wherever they could be going. But what's interesting is CAA, the agent that's owned by, it's a subsidiary of TKO, they're basically helping sell the rights for TNA. And it sounds like TNA is looking at potentially going, they want to go against AEW on Wednesday nights. Mm-hmm. That's, I don't get it. Like, I don't understand it. And the fact is, and what they're doing by doing this is their goal, and that's been speculated, is their goal is WWE's on all these different networks now. And
they're everywhere. They're absolutely everywhere.
Yeah, and by doing that, it kind of leaves AEW in a jam, because Turner, or basically Turner channels, CBS and TNT, they know that. So that gives them leverage where they don't have to pay as much money, because they know they don't have any other options, really, for now. For now.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Things can change, but yeah, when you take all these options, they still, like, there's a potential for Fox, but I mean, when you with this happening the way it is, this is all speculation, because I'm not saying it's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen, but it's just one of those things where I think Sean's actually going to join us, because I asked him if he wanted to come on and talk about it with us. But yeah, it's just a crazy world we're living in with this, and it's very frustrating, and I don't know. I'm just curious, and I want to see what other people think. Let's see here. Bren says, if I had to guess, TNA goes to CW Network since NXT is on there, and TNA wrestlers have already been featured on NXT. Yeah, that could be. And then they could go, like, their streaming could go to Peacock or something like that. I could totally see that happening.
I always thought, because I'm going to agree with Bryn here, I always thought that, you know, the TNA wrestlers hopping on to NXT was a way for them to get exposed on the CW network. That this is always what I thought was happening. You know, apart from, you know, the partnership and everything. But this type of news and talk will always be extremely foreign to me, because I don't know how networks work. I don't know how TV works. But it's kind of fascinating to see points of view. And I didn't even think about what you said. That WWE are starting to hog the market, and as it turns out, you know, Discovery and HBO and Paramount and, you know, everyone else that's featured with AEW content, they don't have to pay them like that much, which will cost the wrestlers, which is stupid.
Yeah. And I mean, Supi makes a good point. Amazon's already dipped their feet in with the pay-per-view, so they have a relationship there, so that could help them. It's just the one thing is what's concerning is this. By doing this, it just hurts their value, per se. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like I said, it's still early. There's a lot of people. We don't fully know everything that's going on with it. But yeah, it's very strange. And I don't like it from that perspective. And I did have the date wrong. It was September 20th instead of September 18th. Thank you, Clown. I appreciate that. Let's see here. Brent says, if TNA streaming does go to Peacock, what happens to TNA Plus streaming service? Does that stay active just as a repository for TNA archives? Who knows?
Look, those TNA archives, I'm sure the WWE are going to have a lot of interest in getting. We can get a lot of footage of AJ Styles as a tiny baby. But like the thing is, TNA Plus, I don't think that that's a deal breaker.
Matthew Hook says WWE's desperation shows how big the AEW threat actually is,
but they don't see them as competition.
Yeah, and it's a
t-shirt company.
Yeah, it's a t-shirt company, and
it's not a sprint; it's a marathon.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like from a fan perspective, I hate it. From a business perspective, I completely understand what they're doing, and but even then, I'm looking at it from the standpoint like, yeah, but you're not losing money to AEW, like really, they're not.
They're not, no.
And the fact that they're doing this, I just think it hurts. Yeah, I just think it hurts the business, and I don't know. I just hope that it works out for everybody in the end. That's the biggest thing that I want to happen and need to happen, because damn, you know, like it'd just be too weird for it to for things to be like that. I just don't. Never mind. Sean's not joining us.
It's like from a business standpoint, like you said, it's fine. Yeah. I understand why they're doing it, but like from a different point of view, guys, like as a fan, I hate it, and as someone who needs to cover it, I double hate it, because like, can you not put three fucking shows on the same day or two, whatever? Because like, I'm going to watch the thing I'm most excited for first anyway.
Yep.
So the other ones I'm going to have as a background as I'm cleaning or eating. So this would be me disrespecting that other thing. So you're basically throwing away money to have something that people, wrestling fans who watch both shows, do not give a crap about. So basically what this means is they only care about people who watch only WWE.
Yeah.
That's what basically means in my head.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. It's just, I don't know. I just, it's a very weak move on WWE's part. Yeah, it sucks. And sorry about the Sean stuff. That was me misreading. He was answering a question to somebody else in our employee chat, and I thought it said yes, he could join, but he's not in the office now, so he can't. So,
So Karen Cross. So
yeah,
So you were here on the media when everything that happened. I was doing stuff to my leg in the woods. So, please.
Okay, so Killer, I'm just going to call him Killer Cross because he can go back to that if he wants to for now.
Yes.
Anyways, he was on Ariel Helwani's show for a pretty good interview. He went in depth with what's going on. He was originally supposed to be at the SummerSlam post Raw, so the next night after SummerSlam, he was supposed to be there, but they changed their mind. He said that he was offered a contract recently, but Scarlett was not, so which is boggling to me because she's good at what she does.
Yeah, let's not have this gorgeous woman here who is absolutely essential to everything that he's presenting as a character.
Yeah, so you got that going on, and so yeah, don't really know, and of course some people are just rolling with it that some people are saying it's a work. It's not a work. As Sean always says, can it be moved into a work? Absolutely. Sure. Can it turn into a work? Absolutely. Right now, but it's not
right now.
Yeah, what's going on is he doesn't have a contract. He wants to go back, you know,
apparently he doesn't want to go anywhere else.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. Like
he really wants to be there.
Yeah. And he wants, but the thing is he knows he needs to be paid what he should be paid. And I completely understand that. Yeah. Good. And I hope he sticks to his guns on that because he's going to be doing like comic conventions and doing autograph sessions like across the country. He's already has like probably 8 of them booked, if not more. I saw like a couple of them. But it's just very, very curious. Like the one thing is when he comes back, what I really want, what I'd like him to do is to work it into an angle and he gets rid of the Karrion Kross and goes back to Killer Kross is what I want.
Yeah,
Let me tell you, if you're gonna change Gunther to or Walker to Gunther, and Butch to Pete Dunne
to Butch,
yeah, you can do me a favor and just let's have a trade. I mean, we're already Barney and what was your name?
Ethel.
So Barney and Ethel. I mean, we have our WWE names, so we just need to. Like, let them bring in Killer Cross. I get, again, why they don't use the name Killer Cross. I get it.
Yeah, okay, it's fine.
Like, on the toys, you're not going to want to see Killer on there. Like, at a Target, Walmart, wherever you buy your action figures. That part, I get it. I do. Will the Killer Cross thing happen? Very doubtful.
They need to get back to Killer Cross because they're going to sign Killer Kelly and they have to name her Karrion Kelly. And which is something I said ever since she came into Impact. And I was like, someday she's going to sign a contract with WWE. She's going to get called Karrion Kelly. Killer Kelly is really good, by the way.
Yeah, they've already done the work shoot with the R-Truth release. If they want to do another one with Cross, how long are people going to stop buying it? Well, that's the thing. Like,
buying what? Like, buying what? Because it's not a work in the beginning, and then they're making the best out of a bad situation, and they're using it as something to make money out of. Because the R-Truth return was really good. Everything that happened afterwards is mind-boggling because he shaved off his hair for whatever reason. He said that his name was Ron Killings. And then, because of no other reason, John Cena turned babyface, and then they met the backstage last week. And they were like, ah! So all of this was for nothing. Like everything that we talked about the weird ass heel turn that the heel run from John Cena, the heel turn itself was flawless, but the heel run was really mind boggling. And R-Truth is right there because we didn't mention R-Truth last week.
Yeah.
What's happening?
They're moving him back to his comedy role is what they're doing.
Yeah, but like something is happening. What is falling?
Oh, it was a paper. It was not a paperclip. It was a clip, like a like a chip bag clip.
No, I'm talking about a really heavy something.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, so not the paperclip, but like the whole thing.
Yeah, it's all good in the hood. So.
This?
What?
Did this fall?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, so.
Thank you.
Anyways. I should clarify. How long until people start thinking every WWE release and contract expiration is a work?
Oh,
they already do.
So they already do. So you're asking, oh, this person's contract is expired. Oh, they're not renewing his contract. And they're like, they'll be back. And then you're looking like a skeleton in 1 year because they're not back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. This Saturday...
I don't know.
Sorry.
I don't know if it's ever going to be okay not doing that or not being okay doing it. Like I don't know. For me, and I'm sure that Rob will agree here, we just want wrestlers to get paid, and we wanted them to do whatever the hell they fall in love with, and they're doing it with yeah. pride and love, and that's it.
So some news that just came in is Logan Paul got married either today or yesterday, so congratulations to him on that.
Congratulations.
This Saturday, Triple Mania is taking place. So I'm just going to mention Dominic Mysterio was favored to win. He's taking on your guy, Vikingo.
Okay, for once you're correct.
Well, yeah, Vikingo, El Grande Americano, and Dragon Lee. So it's a four-way match. Dominic's favored to win.
So Dominic's favored to win in my bookie?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Which means he can lose the Intercontinental title to AJ Styles in Paris. Let's go that route.
Please.
That'd be nice.
Everything that the Paris crowd cheered for AJ Styles, I want that again. Please do that. That was amazing.
I got some jokes, so if you want to plug your shit, we'll do that, and then I'll plug my shit and give you some jokes before we head out.
And please do the best one for last, because
okay,
you'll always end up, you know, giving the best joke yeah. as first, and then we get yep. hyped, and then all of them are flat.
Yeah,
thank you so much for joining us. Please, on your way out, make sure you leave a like on the video, and please leave a comment below after the video is done. It means a lot. Please follow me on Twitter or X or whatever you guys want to call it, at Maggie_IK, and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. If you guys are still doing the blue sky thing, I'm there at Maggie-IK. I'm not going to lie. The only reason I'm keeping my blue sky is to be in touch with Bryn. This is the only reason. Rob,
this is something else. We'll plug our friend real quick. Tom Campbell, he's hosting a show in the UK for Maggie's favorite wrestler, Double J, Jeff Jarrett.
I thought we got rid of that stupid thing. We love Tom Campbell.
Yeah.
We absolutely. Adore Tom. We adore Tom. Double J can suck it, but we adore Tom.
Jesus, Maggie. All right. So, guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on X. I'm also on Instagram at Fightful Rob. Or wait. I got that right. X, Rob Wilkins, and then Instagram, Fightful Rob.
And Threads.
Yeah, Threads, I don't even check. Okay, first joke. This one was actually sent in by Bryn.
Oh, what kind of yay?
This one's probably going to be better than mine. Let's see here. Da-da-da-da-da. Maggie, what kind of musical group does a strawberry play in?
What? Say that again.
What kind of musical group does a strawberry play in?
What?
A jam band.
It was right there. I should have had that.
So I have some other jokes, but I am going to give parents a warning. So,
yes, parents, hide these jokes. Your children's every time our show is on. We're not even kidding. We're not a kid-friendly show. I just talk about wanting to hit.
Yeah, we're not a kid-friendly show.
Dropkick children at the beginning
of the show. I say that all the time. Like, I like fighting senior citizens and dropkicking children. That's one of my favorite pastimes. Anyways, so I'm going to give it about 15, 20 more seconds, and then I'll go into these jokes. So if you don't like dirty jokes, you're going to want to leave. But we do appreciate you very much. It's just we like to have fun, too. So, about 10 seconds, I'll give it. Okay, you're good? Let's do it.
Okay, if you're blushing, then this is going to be good.
Okay, well...
You're Maggie, red, by the way. You're so red.
Maggie, how is light beer like sex on the beach?
Okay, tell me, and I'm going to tell you something else after.
They're both fucking near water.
Okay, so let me, because I've said this on the show before, and I think I pissed off a bunch of people, so I'm going to do it again. So, drinking non-alcoholic beer is like giving your sister all oral sex. Tastes the same, but it's really, really wrong.
Jesus. Good God. Yeah. Maggie.
Yeah.
What do you call a guy who cries while he masturbates?
Me. No. What?
What do you call a guy who cries
What do you call, apart from Maggie? Like, what do you call? Yeah.
A tearjerker.
What's a tearjerker?
So people use the line mainly to talk about movies. Like it's a, like it makes you, some people say it makes them cry. Okay. So,
oh my God, there's nothing in Thank common. You. Oh my God. No.
Okay. Now, if a blackbird has baby blackbirds and a bluebird has baby bluebirds, what bird has no babies? A swallow.
Oh, it was right there. That is such a good one. It was right there, and I still didn't think of it.
Okay.
Bravo, Rob. I loved all of this.
I got one more, and I'm still, like, wondering if I should do it. So, because I don't want people to take... There's really no way around it. I mean, it's pretty bad, but I don't...
Okay, what do you mean bad?
Well, it's a joke. So, I mean, it's okay. If people want it,
they're gonna offensive? Outsell it.
I don't think so. I mean, it's not like attacking any like race or sexual like orientation or anything like that. So, but I'll say it. Scientific tests have proven that the most intelligent DNA can be found in a woman.
And then she spit it out.
Yeah, unfortunately, 98% of them spit it out. Damn it. That was the one I was waiting for, but I was trying to save the blackbird for last, but yeah, they were pretty good today. And I haven't used any of those jokes, so we didn't have a double.
A double what?
Double joke where I've said the same joke.
No, we haven't. Way to go, Rob. I'm so proud of you.
And yeah. No, I we we specifically can't, we can always get kicked off, but we'll be fine. We put the show like at the right levels and stuff, so people know. So, and usually we lose like the money, like because of all the F-bombs Maggie drops anyway. So
yeah, it's usually my fault, guys. It's usually my fault.
But yeah, so that's our show for this week. If you guys watch SmackDown or Collision, hope you enjoy it. Next week we will have predictions
for Carmelo Hayes.
Yeah, next week we will have predictions for AEW Forbidden Door. We might even do NXT Heatwave. I don't know. Jesus.
We will do.
I guess. What the hell? Yeah, I know. I appreciate you, Bryn. We appreciate you more than you know. Yeah. So we'll do some predictions next week, and we'll see how it goes. And hope everyone has a great week. And we, as always, we appreciate you so much for tuning in. Because of you guys, we get to do this, and we get to talk nonsense for an hour and a half every week. So thank you very much, and we will see you next week. Peace out, homies.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. You can check out all our previous episodes on your favorite podcast platforms or youtube.com/FightfulOverbooked.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.